Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Jonathan Siegley and Don Callahan here from Inside Carolina. Don, as National Sign Day is coming up on November 6th, the Tar Heels are still heavily pursuing in-state defensive lineman Wisdom Azaboro. Now, it looks like he is only down to a couple of schools, and Carolina is definitely amongst his finalists. What's your take on where his recruitment is at right now?
I think his situation's so unique, it's hard to define it by that. I think that the two most recent developments are definitely positive for North Carolina. The fact that as of Friday, he had no plans to officially visit any school. I guess his plans to officially visit Penn State kind of fell through. And then also he had a trip scheduled with Tennessee it was to begin Sunday and end Tuesday. That got canceled because Tennessee filled up, which I felt like was going to be North Carolina's biggest competition because of his connection with one of the other signees there. And the fact that, he had that Monday free and he decided to return to North Carolina for a basketball game. Those are all positive for UNC. But I think just because he's such a unique subject, he doesn't have too many ties to college football. His family is still in Nigeria. He lives with a host family and, they have their different feelings on things. Although from what I'm hearing, the pro North Carolina, his coach is obviously involved. There's a couple other people who are involved. And so I feel like there's just so many moving parts here that right now everything looks really, really good for North Carolina, but it would not shock me if something happens and things switch out. And really, it's just a matter of kind of watching this day by day to see what's going to happen with the visits. And because of his situation, he could end up taking some midweek official visits and he could really end up deciding, hey, I don't want to sign on signing day. I want to wait a little bit longer, take a couple more visits. So I think it's good to be optimistic, but I think you got to be cautious just because of the dynamics of everything that's involved with this.
Thanks, Don. To get the full scoop on UNC football recruiting, check out the InsideCarolina.com Tar Pit Premium Message Board.
The Inside Carolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting. As a valued listener, you can get the first month of your Inside Carolina subscription for just a penny. Just enter promo code WCHLOFFER, all one word, on the order page.